I've heard that schools have opened and teachers have turned up for duty, save for certain schools where teachers have been phoning the office or even coming to the office saying that they've been strategically displaced. And the reasons being given by their headmasters or headmistresses are that their schools are overstaffed. And this is almost a continuation of the challenges that happened towards the end of the term. And we believe this is very unfair, very unfortunate, and we must stand up and say this must not happen, because there is no reason why teachers must be persecuted in a country that we know needs these teachers. And their displacements that are orchestrated by many other ulterior motives must be stopped.
We also understand that some teachers have not been receiving their salaries. May you update us on this and the reasons why they are not getting their salaries?
This is another chapter of what we are observing, where teachers who stood as candidates for councillors as well as MPs have been denied their salaries for two consecutive months. And we believe this is very unfair and very disturbing, because those that stood up on the ZANU-PF ticket, as far as our information we are gathering is shown, they are still at their workstations, they have been paid, and those that stood as MDC candidates have been denied their salaries. And this is a very unfortunate development, and I think we must take the opportunity to say this is unnecessary and we must fight it, because it starts creating unnecessary fissures in a country that we thought was already taking a very positive course.